It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Peace Corps recently announced that UW-Madison is its number one volunteer-producing university for 2023.
The Peace Corps was created by President John F. Kennedy in 1961 to send American volunteers to live and serve in communities around the world and to eventually return home to share what they learned and experienced.
In the more than six decades since the Peace Corps was founded, UW-Madison has produced more than 2,700 volunteers. We're joined by three of those volunteers who are stationed abroad. They are 2022 graduates of UW-Madison. Abby Buschetti is from River Falls. She's now volunteering in Homa Bay County, Kenya, on the east coast of Africa. Abby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
And Maya Marwood is from Germantown. We're reaching Maya in Costa Rica's San Jose province. Maya, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Jake Nation from Milwaukee, now serving in Guyana in South America, bordering the North Atlantic Ocean. Jake, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jake, let's start with you as we learn about all of your surroundings, thousands of miles from Wisconsin. What is your environment like where you are in South America?
Yeah, so I'm living in an indigenous village in Region 2. It's mostly made up of people of the Arawak ethnicity. It's like mostly jungle, and I live on the coast. So I live pretty close to the Atlantic Ocean. Most of the people here are either indigenous people or East Indians. So it has like a nice mix of that culture, and it's always nice and sunny here. It's mostly 88 degrees every day. So I'm living pretty much in paradise. So.
Oh, wow. Maya, how about you? What is your setup like in Costa Rica?
Yeah, I live in the mountains in Costa Rica in coffee growing region. So most of the people here work in agriculture. I live in a small community of about 2,000 people. It's beautiful, as you can imagine, the mountains. It rains a lot here. We get heavy rains during rainy season and a short summer where it's pretty nice weather. But I really love it. Also paradise to me.
Hmm. And rounding this out, Abby, what do you encounter in East Africa?
I currently live in Kochia, which is a small village in Homa Bay County. About 1,500 people, I think, live there. The weather has been fairly good recently, but it is also rainy season here, so we've been getting a lot of rain, a lot of flooding. They primarily grow pineapples in this region, so I've been eating a lot of pineapples, which is very exciting for me. Yeah, it's a beautiful area, and I'm really happy to be here.
I want to find out what your days are like as a volunteer in the Peace Corps. Going back to you, Jake, walk us through, perhaps, is there a typical day?
Sure. So I work as a primary school teacher in Region 2. So I mostly teach grade 6, and I teach all the subjects. So I teach math and English and science and social studies. So my typical day is waking up at around 8 o'clock, eating breakfast, and getting to school by about 8:15 or 8:30. And then I just go through the day as a primary school teacher. It's pretty similar to what I would imagine a primary school teacher goes through in America.
Hmm.
We have lunch, and then we go home around 2:30. After that, you know, we're supposed to really mix with the people here, and it's a pleasure to mix with everybody here. And that means a host of things. So you could play football, you could go to the beach. I mean, there's a number of opportunities, but it's mostly free time after 2:30 and just mostly working as a primary school teacher. So
what do your students ask you about Wisconsin?
The biggest question I get asked is about the snow. Everybody wants to see the snow.
Okay. And Maya, what is your day like in Costa Rica? What are some high points?
Yeah, I also work in schools, but not as a teacher. I work as a youth development volunteer. So I work with students in arts and recreation or leadership and life skills. I also work with parents and service providers. I'm in the schools full time starting at about 7, and similar to Jake, we leave around 2:30. But I'm not necessarily teaching all day, so I have a little bit more free time to observe classes or spend time with students during their recreational time during the day. I really like it. It's nice to have that flexibility of the structure, but the periods of time where I can more do what I want.
With youth development, what are you helping students do or achieve?
The overall goal is to just improve the quality of their like free time, quality of life for youth in Costa Rica. So I do things during the school hours and then also on weekends or during school breaks.
And Abby, for you, walk us through a bit of your day and what you encounter.
I am working as a community health volunteer. So my days are always really different depending on what is needed at the health center I work at. So typically I do health talks at schools or to target populations at the health center about things like HIV, sanitation, and maternal health. Along with that, sometimes I do home visits with the community health promoters to check on pregnant women and children under 5 to ensure they're receiving the care they need and don't have any problems.
What is healthcare like where you are? What can you tell us about patients and what the needs are?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So healthcare, at least in the village that I'm living in, is very community-based. So I mentioned community health promoters, and they're kind of the people that encourage community members to go to the clinic if they're having any issues. So the biggest problems that people come in with are usually like pregnant mothers who need to get their children vaccinated or need to go to antenatal visits, as well as people that are coming in for HIV testing.
Abby, how might this experience inform what you could take back to Wisconsin with you and what might be the next step in your life?
I really think that the community-based healthcare is a great system. And after Peace Corps, I would love to work abroad or in Wisconsin in public health. So I think the perspectives that I've gained from community members and the community health promoters about how they all help each other and like look out for each other, I think that's a really good thing that could be adopted in the U.S. as well.
How about for you, Maya? Your encounters in schools, are there things, similarities, differences that, things that you've seen in Wisconsin that are very different from where you are in Costa Rica?
Yeah, for sure. Both of the schools I work in are pretty small, so the students are all very close with their classmates. I think some of the grades only have 10 or 12 students. I think those smaller class sizes work great for learning and kind of having a cohort of people that you're really close to. And also here, the teacher-student relationships are a little bit different. They're a lot closer. And I think that it's nice in the United States that we have that boundary between, you know, teacher and student. But sometimes here, it's also nice to have someone that you can really confide in.
We're talking with three recent UW-Madison graduates and current Peace Corps volunteers. Abby Buschetti is in East Africa, Maya Marwood in Central America, and Jake Nation in South America. We're talking about their experiences, and this is as UW-Madison is named a top producer of Peace Corps volunteers. Jake, why do you think UW-Madison is producing so many Peace Corps volunteers?
I think when I think about good volunteers, at least in Guyana, I think about two different things. I think about people that are really smart and people that are really very social. So I think UW-Madison produces a lot of people that are a mix of these two things. Because UW-Madison has such good academics and they have so many social opportunities, it's no wonder why they're producing so many Peace Corps volunteers.
Abby, what led you to the Peace Corps initially?
I wanted to do Peace Corps for a long time since I heard about it in middle school, but most recently I think the courses I took at UW in the African Cultural Studies department really motivated me to serve in an East African country. I took Swahili at UW, so it was really exciting to be able to utilize that in the place I'm serving. And I think Peace Corps is a great opportunity for cultural exchange, and that makes everyone more open-minded, and that is probably my main reason, just to learn more about people outside of the U.S.
What is it like to learn Swahili? How is that you know, do you find that it is something you're able to grow with in that ability to learn the language?
For sure. I think the courses I took at UW were really helpful in creating a good knowledge base of the grammar rules. And I think since I've been in Kenya, I've been able to learn more and more as I go. And my Swahili professor was actually from Kenya, so it was great to be able to talk to him about coming here, and he was really willing to answer all of my questions.
Maya, what was your journey like to the Peace Corps? When did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
Kind of similar to Abby, I found out about Peace Corps in middle school or high school, and since then it was always a dream of mine, something that I really wanted to do. I also think that the internship and volunteer opportunities that are possible by being a student at UW-Madison can really help people with their decision to continue volunteering after graduating from university. And I think that's what really pushed me to apply as well.
Do you think there is any pressure with being a volunteer, knowing that your class is out there in the work world, making a salary? Maya, does that ever come up for you on your mind?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I feel like my friends are out there starting their lives, you know, making a stronger income than I make here as a Peace Corps volunteer and entering the workforce. But I also think that Peace Corps sets up people for a very successful life no matter what they do. The lessons learned here and the people you meet and the connections you can make are so beneficial. And it's the hardest job you'll ever love, and I really do love it. So I don't regret my decision at all to do Peace Corps.
Abby, I'm going to turn to you and field a totally different question here. But in the healthcare setting, you know, here we've seen so many advancements in technology like artificial intelligence and really changing how we approach our jobs. Are there any opportunities for that in developing nations? And what do you see by way of technology in healthcare where you are?
Wow. Yeah, that is a huge question. I think I can only speak to the health center that I work at, but funding is definitely an issue. But they have utilized technology a lot in the lab for testing malaria, HIV, and that kind of thing. So I think there's definitely a lot of opportunity to continue utilizing technology. But like I said, I believe just the lack of funding from the government and other organizations can make that difficult, but I think they're doing what they can with what they have at this moment, for sure.
Maya, do you have any technological tools in the education setting that have been helpful to your students?
Kind of similar to what Abby was saying, there are some budget issues, so most students don't own a computer. So that can be very difficult. There are computers available at school, but not one for every student. In terms of with the teachers, AI has been very helpful in helping to create lesson plans or generate ideas for more hands-on learning. And also programs like Canva that offer, you know, programs for free for educators have also been really helpful in implementing lesson plans and ideas in the classroom.
I want to ask each of you as we close, what gives you hope for the world's future based on your Peace Corps experience? Jake, you first.
One idea here in the Caribbean is that you can just pretty much slow down. You can slow down your time here and you can slow down your pace. And at a place like UW-Madison, I think a lot of people are living a very fast life and it feels good just to be able to slow down. And so it gives me hope for at least my own future that in the future that I can just slow down and appreciate things, appreciate small things and just take time for family and friends.
Being present. Abby, what gives you hope?
I totally agree with Jake on this. I feel like one of the biggest takeaways I have from Peace Corps so far and my time in Kenya is that you don't always have to be in a rush and not everything is urgent. Like, you don't need to get a job right out of college. You don't need to have your whole life plan set up. So I think, at least for me, and I hope other Peace Corps volunteers and people that one day may volunteer with the Peace Corps can also come to that realization that, yeah, like Jake said, there's so much joy in the little things. And I know that's kind of cliche. But I think that is what gives me hope, at least for my life and the people around me that I can share my experiences with going forward.
And Maya, you have the last word on this.
I think the levels of kindness and empathy I've seen from the people here in Costa Rica give me a lot of hope for the future, how people can live very fulfilling and happy lives living so differently than we do in the United States and still be kind and show people empathy is really inspiring. And I hope to carry that with me throughout my time after Peace Corps.
Thank you all for joining us and taking time out of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Abby Buschetti, Maya Marwood, and Jake Nation, they are all recent UW graduates and current Peace Corps volunteers, and we talked with them about their experiences abroad and what lessons they hope to bring back to Wisconsin.